In today's episode, we're going to talk about the Divvy community, the Divvy marketplace, and some changes that we're planning for within our own agency. Welcome to the Divvy Addicts Podcast, a podcast by Keegan Lanier Media, where we deliver news, tips, tricks on web design to education-hungry entrepreneurs who are looking to change their life by starting a full-fledged business with web design. What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Divvy Addicts Podcast. If you've been here before, we appreciate you coming back. If you're new to the podcast and you're wanting to take your Divvy knowledge and raise it up a few levels, go ahead and consider hitting that subscribe button. Come back here every other week now for new episodes. We may drop some specials in there periodically, but every other week for a new episode of the Divvy Addicts Podcast. And, you know, without further ado, I mean, let's jump into the topic today. We talked a little bit in the intro about what we're going to cover today, and it being the Divvy community, the Divvy marketplace, and some changes that are going to happen within our own agency. You know, first and foremost, I've never talked about it here, and this whole podcast was really started on announcing Divvy News. You know, the things that were changing, the features that were coming, all those things was the foundation for the Divvy Addicts podcast. And this is a big thing that came out that we never really talked about. So I wanted to put out an episode where we talked 100% about it, covered what it is, and really explain the significance of this. It's a perfect representation of the way Elegant Themes looks at the community that we talk about at length here on the podcast. And that's the Divvy Marketplace. And what that is their own marketplace on the Elegant Themes website for Divvy plugins, Divvy child themes, and Divvy add-ons in general. And, you know, you don't see people like Elementor or Oxygen or Beaver Builder doing something like this. Elegant Themes is saying, please, you know, developers, bring in your knowledge, find ways for us to extend the core of Divvy and what it can do. And we want to use the reach that we have, you know, our almost 750,000 installs of Divvy, the massive user base. We want to make it easy for the people who decide to choose Divvy to go and find things that they need that can really help expand on what Divvy can do. And on top of that, they're doing it in a very Apple way. You know, they're going and making sure that the add-on or the extension is coded well, it works well, it's high quality. And then you have one shop where you can go through to purchase these things. And of course, Elegant Themes is going to make a little bit of money, but they also have the reach. So this is a huge, huge thing. And I don't know that I've seen another company that produces a theme or anything like that really go to these lengths to do that, to help support the people in the community who are helping grow the functionality of the theme. So the Divvy marketplace is absolutely huge, absolutely massive. And sooner than later, we're actually going to be putting products on the marketplace, probably going to be a child theme at first. And we're actually, it's a little sneak peek. I haven't told a single person about this. So if you're listening right now, you're the first to hear this. And we're working on Divvy Lifter. And it's going to be an add-on, a plugin specifically for Divvy that's going to really help make building Lifter LMS sites a whole lot easier. I won't get into too many details, but it is a product that we're going to be creating, and we're 75% of the way there. So at the finish line almost, and we're working on this. And it's, if you're looking to build your own LMS site on WordPress, if you want to use Lifter LMS, which I highly recommend, it's phenomenal. This is going to empower you to do that very, very powerfully with the Divvy Builder, and bring your LMS to a whole different level, give you control. No longer will you be like shackled by the layouts of Kajabi and Teachable and Thinkific and things like that. You're going to do it inside of WordPress. You're going to own it. And this hopefully will be a great add-on, a great tool to help you really supercharge your sites and create some cool things out there. That paired with some child themes and new layouts in the academy, they're all coming. And so with that said, you know, today's episode is really, it's geared and sponsored and powered by that academy. So if you're not familiar with our academy, it's loaded with layouts and courses that can help take your Divi site and the knowledge you have for Divi to the next level. You can either purchase a layout or sign up for our Divi Foundation course to bring your sites, again, to a completely different level. And all you've got to do is click the link in the show notes to go check out the academy and see what all it has to offer. But you know, taking this all the way back, one thing we've talked about here since probably episode number one has been about the community that Elegant Themes has built and how it's organically grown into something that is very, very unique in the development space. A lot of times when new people come into a community, if they ask silly questions, don't seem to have searched for things, you know, a lot of times they get crucified in the comments and in groups or, you know, on Reddit or Slack channels or different things that are built around these communities. Usually the communities, and maybe not all of them, but quite a few of them are not super receptive to new people coming in. Feel like you're asking a silly question or it's something you could have Googled. And the truth of the matter is a lot of new people who are just starting out just don't even know what to search. They can search their problem, sure. But what they're looking for is not necessarily always what's in the question. Like they don't even know how to frame the question correctly because of a lack of experience. And that's not a bad thing. We were all there at some point. So the goal is to be supportive and help those people level up their skills. And that's what I think Elegant Themes and the Divi community as a whole has really done well. If you go back just a handful of years, builders like Divi were kind of the black sheep. The hardcore coders looked at people who were using builders and they kind of looked down on them like, huh, you could just code it from scratch. Why won't you do that? You're not a real developer. The end result doesn't matter. I mean, let me take that back. The way you build a site doesn't matter. The end result is what matters. And business owners could care less what tool you're using. And we only use Divi because it's scalable. It's a very good price to get into it at the very beginning. It makes sense business-wise to use this platform. It's cost-effective. It's scalable. It's very efficient. And it does a lot of things. So it's a very good business tool to choose. And the end result for a business, only thing they care about is a great website that operates well, that converts leads, and that stuff doesn't matter what tool you use. You can custom code a shitty website. It can happen, right? One that doesn't convert. You can also build one using Divi that doesn't convert. Or on the flip side, you can build a site in a day that converts really well using Divi. So it just depends, right? It depends on the person who's building it. It depends on their skill. It depends on how familiar they are with the tools. And that's really what it all comes down to. So the thing I love about Elegant Themes is that they've continued to build this community that started from being the black sheep, the community that had a chip on their shoulder because we were the ones who were not the real coders, which is not true. We're just business people who want to deliver for our clients a high quality website quick. And that's the key. That's what really, truly matters. Doesn't matter if you use Divi or use Beaver Builder or Element or Oxygen or WP Bakery. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you custom code it yourself. The client doesn't care. They want a site that works. One that's easy for them to use, easy for them to update, and one that actually drives towards their business goals. And I believe that the Divi community is uniquely positioned to do that better than most because they have a very inclusive, very welcoming community. And that is one of the biggest things that I think could come out of this talk, this episode. And really, if you're on the fence and you're listening to this about whether or not it should be Divi or something else, just pick whatever works best for you, whatever you're attracted to, whatever you like, and go down that road. But, you know, again, talking about the Divi Academy, what I'm looking at and something that I want to do for those of you who do choose Divi and decide to be here is I'm offering or going to start offering after I work through some more details, I'm going to start offering my clients, people who are on recurring income for a safety plan, I'm going to offer access to the Academy. And that means the layouts that come, the layouts that I add later, the child themes that eventually I'll be adding into, and maybe depending on when you listen to this, may already be on the Academy. But the real, you know, the added value, the layouts are amazing. The child themes are great. The real added value, I think, though, is for anybody out there who wants to side hustle in web development. You don't know where to start. That Divi Foundation course that's on there is step by step. It will walk you through the process of finding hosting, finding the theme, buying it all, putting it together, and getting to the first version of a workable website. It takes you all the way through there, how to point your domain, all of it. And that will also be included with anyone who signs up for our safety plan. So this is something that will be a huge benefit for the clients who decide to work with us. And if you're an agency who's listening to this, you will be the same. If you decide to outsource the safety plans to us because it's something that you don't want to deal with, your agency and the clients who are passing through will also get access to that. So if you want to use that as an agency perk for your developers, for new people that you want to train, you can be my guest. You know, that's a beauty of what I'm offering here. I think it's something that could be a great tool, and I'm planning additional courses. We've got the Divi Foundation course, but there's also going to be a level up for Divi. How to really go add in custom code, how to take full advantage of the libraries, how to build sticky headers, and we'll continue to grow all of these different things as Divi continues to grow. So I truly, truly hope that if you are someone or someone that you know may be interested in becoming a side hustler and doing website development, has that creative bone, or you're an agency who just doesn't want to deal with hosting, some of the issues that can come along with that, with backup plans, with doing website updates, we are here as a potential white label client for those safety plans. I have plenty of partners, a couple of different agencies who I white label with, who I have dozens of websites underneath them. And all I do is work directly with that client. So we definitely do white label support, white label hosting, and even white label development. So if you're trying to outsource that or you're interested in outsourcing that, feel free, go to our website, hit a contact, you know, send us a message, and we'd be happy to have a conversation and see how we can partner. And with it, you will absolutely be getting access to the Divi or the Keegan Lanier Media Academy as soon as we have the final touches put on that membership and as we have that whole structure put in place. So that's really what we have for today. I think this is an awesome, excellent episode. It's kicking off a slightly different format rather than every single week. We're going to every other week. And that's hopefully so I can make these episodes just a bit longer, but not too long. And to also add in a little bit more content, a little more depth into what we're covering here on the episode. So I truly hope that you like this format. Let us know if you love this. Please give us a review. Apple Podcasts is huge for helping new people find the podcast. Those reviews really do go a long way. And if you have something really good to say about the podcast, if you appreciate the work we're putting in here, it will mean the world to me if you took a couple seconds and left a review, good or bad. Honestly, I don't care if it's 5 stars. I mean, I would love for it to be 5 stars. Don't get me wrong. But I just want it to be true and honest. So if you love it, let us know. If you don't love it, let us know. We just want to be here and make sure we can pump out the best possible episodes that bring you value. So we can only do that if we get your true, honest feedback. We're going to close out this episode with that. I appreciate you. I hope that you have an amazing day. I hope that you're staying safe. And as we finish most of these episodes with, you go out there in the world, please treat those around you with kindness. Have empathy, have a little bit of kindness for those next to you, and especially those who don't look or think like you. That is what will make the change in this world that we all really truly want to see.